10 minutes, make it 11 minutes. Let's be accurate here. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock on a Monday morning, a muggy Monday. Heat advisory going into effect at 1 o'clock this afternoon on account of the fact that it is going to be hot. We got heat indexes of up to 105 today, and it's worse when you move further south. They have excessive heat warnings for the area south of the state line into Oklahoma, and they're looking at heat indexes of up around 115. And I remind you, summer starts a week from tomorrow. Yay! Joined in the studio now by Charles Skank, Skank Insurance LLC. It's our usual Monday morning visit. How are you this morning, my friend?
I'm doing great, Bill. You know, I was thinking we've had all this cool weather.
Yeah, and I was complaining about that.
Right. And I thought, you know, maybe there's a chance that this summer could be mild.
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
No. No, that's not the plan.
No.
It's the Midwest, you know.
That's
true. We get extremes and extremes only.
That's right.
All right, why don't you start us out with our verse of the day?
All right, it's Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." That's actually a few verses.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 22, 37 through 40.
Excellent. When we sat down to chat here a little bit ago, I asked you what you wanted to talk about today, and you said Medicare supplements. And my mind immediately flashed to those obnoxious, obsequious, ubiquitous television commercials with like J.J. Walker, Dynamite! And you got Joe Namath.
That's right.
Every time I see Joe Namath doing a Medicare commercial, I just think maybe he should have talked to you about investing his money.
Right, right.
And then you got like Captain Kirk doing them now, too. But that's not what we're talking about when you say Medicare supplements. That's what I thought, but you tell me that Medicare supplements are something entirely different?
That's right. So what you're talking about is a Medicare Advantage plan.
Right.
And a Medicare Advantage plan replaces, it's actually when a private company contracts with Medicare to provide your health care.
Mm-hmm.
And by law, it has to be the equivalent or better than original Medicare.
Right.
That's what a Medicare Advantage is. A Medicare supplement, they're not as advertised. They're not as flashy. They are on TV with AARP and different,
right,
plant.
Maybe that's where the confusion comes from.
Yeah, that's fine. So a Medicare supplement operates a little bit differently. So Medicare is the engine of the train, if you will, and a Medicare supplement is the caboose.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes along and picks up what original Medicare does not pay.
Right.
And so it...
I get it now. It's like those commercials that show you the pizza.
Uh-huh.
And then they take like a 20% hunk out of the pizza and say, they show you the 80% and says, this is the part Medicare pays. And then they show you the 20% of the pizza that you have to pay for yourself. Medicare supplement will help cover those.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's right. And so Medicare supplements, they were standardized back in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, they sort of went all over the place. One could offer these benefits. One company would offer this type of supplement. And they were just sort of, they weren't really, you didn't know what you're getting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The benefits varied. But in 2010, they standardized them, and they're reduced now to plans.
Uh-huh.
So a plan has a certain amount of defined benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's Plan F, Plan G, Plan N. Those are the three most popular, Plan G, three most popular plans.
Can you tell us what the difference between those are?
I can. So Medicare, first of all, the most popular plan probably of all time, Medicare Plan F.
Mm.
And you could think of Plan F as full coverage, because when you pay your Medicare Part B premium and you pay your Plan F premium, you had no more medical bills.
Okay. How much is a typical Plan F cost premium-wise?
So I need to give you a little more details because...
By all means, educate me because I'm a blank slate here,
That's
Charles.
Fine. So Medicare Plan F is still available to people as long as they were eligible for Medicare before January the 1st of 2020.
That's me.
Okay. So you could get on a Plan F. Mm-hmm. Now, if I have somebody that's turning 65 this year and they say, I want a Plan F, I'm going to be like, I'm sorry.
No, you don't get one.
As long as you were not eligible for Medicare on January the 1st of 2020, before then, you cannot get it. Now, let's say they were on disability. And they
on just a second. January 1st, 2020, I would have been 4 days shy of 65.
Is that right? Your birthday is January?
January 4th.
Oh, wow.
I'd have missed it by 4 days. I turned 65 on January 4th, 2020.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you're one of the exceptions, though, because if I remember right, you were on disability.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was.
And so you were already on Medicare.
Yes.
And so you would be qualified to get, still qualified to get a Plan F.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, so Plan F is full coverage. It pays everything that Medicare does not pay. Now, let me go back even one step further.
Sure.
Medicare pays that 80%. There's that 20% mm-hmm. left. You might say, well, that's not a big deal. But if you have $100,000 worth of bills.
That's $20,000.
That's $20,000. And that's about, 18 mm-hmm. seconds in an emergency room or, intensive mm-hmm. care or something. So I want to give you the benefit of what a Medicare supplement does. So the problem with Plan F is that it was very popular. A lot of people got on it. What happens when you get a lot of people that are aging, and as they get older, our health costs tend to increase, and they have to pay to manage this plan? What do you think is going to happen to the price of Plan F?
It's going to go up.
It's going to go up.
Yeah.
And it went up severely as it became popular and more and more people got on it. As they got older, as their bills got higher.
Supply and demand, my friend.
That's right. And so you can still get Plan F as long as you're eligible for Plan F or Medicare before January 1st of 2020. And so a lot of people shifted to Plan G.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the difference between Plan F and Plan G is their Medicare Part B has a deductible of $233.
Right.
And Plan F pays that deductible. Mm-hmm. Plan G does not.
Okay.
And so when you're on Plan G, you have to pay a $233 annual deductible before your Part G, Plan G, starts paying.
Now, that doesn't strike me as being particularly egregious, though.
It isn't.
Yeah.
It isn't. And because Plan G was made up of people that were younger, not as old, and you had to pay the deductible, those two things really made Plan G significantly cheaper
mm-hmm.
than Plan F. And so what we have been doing is helping people that are on a Plan F and paying $300 a month, because what happens is your prices just jump. As the older you get, the mm-hmm. more it goes up. Well, if to get on a Medicare supplement, you have to go through underwriting.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to answer health questions.
Right, physicals and all that? Or
No physical, no doctor.
Health questions.
Just health questions.
Do you smoke? Have you ever smoked? Do you
yes.
Have high
have
blood
you had
pressure
a
medication?
Stroke lately,
yeah.
Cancer, heart attack.
Or having one now when you see the premium?
Yes, right, right. And so as long as you can go through underwriting, you can go from a Plan F to a Plan G, and the only difference is you have to pay an annual deductible of $233. Mm-hmm. And then it's identical to Plan F, the coverage is. And sometimes you can save $150 a month
mm-hmm.
by simply making that one tweak, going from Plan F to Plan G, taking on a small deductible, and save $1,200, $1,300, $1,500.
Okay.
And in 1 year.
Maybe you answered this already. And what's the Plan G premium?
So it's dependent upon age.
Because right now, $300 a month seems a little high for me for Plan F.
It is.
Top of the $170 that comes out of my Social Security for Plan B, you had another three. That's $470. And if I'm not falling off my porch every day, that's almost $500 a month out the door for health care coverage that I might not actually need unless I do decide to fall off my mm-hmm. porch every day.
Right, right. So for a 65-year-old, a Plan G, it varies from company to company.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be anywhere from $130, $125.
Far more reasonable.
There's discounts available if you have a husband and wife go on a Plan G. You can get a household discount. But $125, $130 is sort of the low end.
Right.
Now, if you're 90 years old, a Plan G is going to be $200-ish, or a little more than $200. Mm. So age and tobacco usage determines the cost of the plan. But so I would tell people, if you're on a Plan F and you're just racking up the bills and you're just seeing that go up, and there's a lot of people that's been told that, oh, Plan F, you never let go of that Plan F, because if you let it go, you can't get it back.
Right.
That's not true.
You can get it back if you...
You can get it back as long as you were eligible for it. Yeah. If you've had it before, you can still keep it. We've even switched people from a Plan F to a different Plan F that was cheaper.
Yeah.
Simply because they could go through underwriting, they could get a cheaper Plan F. And so... you're only stuck if your health, if you lose your health,
right,
and you can't pass underwriting, then you're sort of stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
That leads to a different conversation that maybe we can have after the break.
Sure. Why don't we take a break and we'll talk more about the wonderful world of Medicare supplements. I'm learning new stuff every time I sit down with Charles Skank here, Skank Insurance, LLC. You see, it's like I tell you all the time. Every time we sit down with Charles Skank, Skank Insurance, LLC, I think we come away from the conversation a little bit smarter. And I always thought that Medicare supplements and those Medicare Advantage plans were pretty much one and the same. That's because sometimes you'll see commercials for both products back to back on the television shows you're watching. But Charles, let's say... you're on a Plan F. You're paying your $300 a month. What do you do if it turns out you can't pass the underwriting and you're thinking about maybe going to a G or something like that? For instance, in my case, you know, with the Parkinson's disease and I've had high blood pressure and I don't smoke anymore, but when I was younger, I did. What hope is there for a guy like me?
Yeah.
Well, I have to turn on your microphone, I suppose. There we go.
There we go. Thank you. So there are options. We had a lady almost 90 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She
God
was
bless
paying
her. Yeah.
Almost $400 a month for her Plan F.
Uh-huh.
And it was just saddling her with all kinds of hardship.
At that age, fixed income, that's pretty brutal.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And so some people say, you know, at some point, you know, that's $5,000 a year almost that you're paying in premiums. Mm-hmm. At that point that she was paying, where on an Advantage plan, the maximum out of pocket is $3,900. And that's not a deductible. Those are copays adding up to $3,900, which is an even better, more positive situation. There's times where that can be the solution. But there's also times where people can switch to a Plan N without any underwriting.
I feel like we're playing Scrabble here.
Right. Yeah, right. Buy me a vowel, right?
Yeah, really. I'll take a K. All right, so Plan N.
A Plan N. And so we had this exact situation. This lady was paying, like I said, close to $400. And we considered moving to an Advantage plan, and actually she test drove an Advantage plan. Mm-hmm. You can test drive one and get what's called a trial right to go right back into a supplement without any health questions.
How long is that test plan run?
It's a year.
Oh, okay. That's pretty liberal. Yeah.
Yeah. And so within the year, if you say, hey, this is not working for me, you can go back to a Medicare supplement with zero underwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And so she did a test drive on the Advantage plan. And she didn't like the Advantage plan.
Mm-hmm.
The Plan F had all this certainty built into it. Like, I don't pay any bills. Well, she paid a lot of premium,
mm-hmm.
but she wasn't paying a lot of bills. Well, the company that she was with actually had a provision where she could move to a Plan N, without any underwriting, and a plan in was like $170 a month.
Okay.
And for an age 90-year-old, that
was that's not bad.
That was a bargain. Mm-hmm. That was a bargain. Now, you might be thinking, well, plan in, what kind of coverage does it have? Well, the difference between plan F and plan N is plan N does not pay the Part B deductible, so you have the $233 that you can report, just like on plan G.
Which you don't pay unless you're actually using it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But it also has a copay.
Mm-hmm.
It has a $20 doctor copay.
Which was what I had when I was a Fed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
Not a big deal at all.
It has a $50 ER copay, and the $50 ER copay is waived if you're admitted to the hospital.
Mm. So don't go to the ER unless you're going to get admitted.
Right, right. But not that's not a deal breaker
right,
either.
No.
And for somebody who's paying 400 and something a month to go to 170 to keep Medicare as primary and to have a plan that's going to pay what Medicare doesn't pay except that 233 and a copay,
mm-hmm.
she was very happy.
I would guess so.
Yeah. Yeah, because she still has the certainty like she had before with way less money per month and just built all kinds of room into her budget.
Mm.
And so I would just tell our listeners, if you think that you're stuck, and sometimes we can believe things that can really lock us up.
Right.
Like, oh, somebody said never get rid of that, or if I do this, then I can't do that. And you just sort of like almost have this fear, just like what to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're afraid maybe somebody's going to mess it up if they come in and look at it. This is what we do full time.
Excellent.
This is what we do all the time.
Yeah. And you're not stuck until a professional like Charles Skank tells you you're stuck. And he's not going to tell you you're stuck. You're going to find a way to the best of your ability to get that person the best plan available.
Well, And here's the thing. This 90-year-old was relatively healthy.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have lots of treatments going on. She didn't, you know, she went to the doctor a few times a year. So she didn't have high usage. And you said, I don't tell people they're stuck. There are times I tell people they're stuck.
But believe it when you're told by somebody like you.
Right, mm-hmm. right. But here's when somebody is stuck. And that is when maybe they're on a supplement, they're going through cancer treatments, they're high usage, and there's times when $300 and even $400 a month looks like a bargain.
Yeah.
Because their expenses are so high that on an Advantage plan, they'd hit that $3,900 in the first month, you know? And so there's times when you just need to suck it up and pay those high bills.
Yeah.
Because it's a bargain, even at that high price.
Yeah, it'll be a lot worse if you don't have it.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But if you have your health, you have a lot of bargaining power.
Mm-hmm. And then you get those old decrepit fools like myself.
Well, even your situation, tobacco usage years ago mm-hmm. is not going to affect you. Your recent fall probably isn't going to affect underwriting.
The Parkinson's would, though.
The Parkinson's, yeah, that's going to. Mm. But a lot of times, the underwriting is fairly liberal. It's mm-hmm. not really super strict, the health questions.
The high blood pressure medication, that would not?
As long as you don't take more than two medications to control it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think the limit is three medications. So you can have high blood pressure and go through underwriting just fine.
See, we've learned stuff again. How do folks get in touch with you?
So we are at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Our phone number there is 620-331-8800. We have a Friday newsletter that has these episodes in it, our radio show. And if you'd like to receive that every Friday, just have it in your email inbox where you can push play. In case you miss our show, text us at 620-331-8800, your name and your email address, and we'll make sure you get on that list to be sent that newsletter. We have tidbits and news about what's going on in our world. And our Coffeyville office at 802 West 8th, the phone number there is 620-236-6930.
Charles Skank, Skank Insurance LLC, thank you for improving our Medicare education once again here on the mighty 690 KGGF.